Ben's Week by Lana Crumwide, based on a true story. The Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Mosiah chapter 13, verse 19. Ben rested his arm on the suitcase next to him in the car. Mom and Dad were driving him to Grandpa's house. Ben was going to stay with his Grandpa for one whole week. No brothers, no baby sister, just Ben and Grandpa. Ben had talked to Grandpa about their week together. Grandpa said it was Ben's week, and they could do all of Ben's favorite things. Ben looked out the window. Did he remember to pack everything? He had packed his lucky fishing hat, his sunglasses, and his favorite books. "Now remember," Mom said from the front seat, "Grandpa isn't a member of our church. He's a good person and a good grandpa. But some things at his house will seem different to you." "Like what?" Ben knew his grandpa didn't go to church, but he hadn't thought about how that would be different. "You might have to remind him that you don't drink iced tea," Dad said. "Okay," Ben said. "You won't be able to go to church on Sunday, but you can't keep the Sabbath day holy in other ways," Mom said. "I will," Ben said. When they arrived at Grandpa's house, Grandpa was waiting for them on the porch. Ben was the first one out of the car. "Grandpa!"
"How's my favorite 7-year-old?"
Grandpa gave Ben a big hug.
"Are you ready for your very own special week? You get to choose what we do together."
"Can we go fishing?" Ben asked. "I brought my lucky fishing hat."
"Sure we can," Grandpa said.
"And can we read together?" Ben asked. "I brought my favorite books."
"Sure we can," Grandpa said. "And I think we need a shopping trip so you can pick out a toy at the store."
"Wow," Ben said. "This is going to be a great week." On Friday, Grandpa and Ben went fishing. On Saturday, Grandpa and Ben went to the zoo. The next day, Grandpa made pancakes for breakfast.
"Today is our shopping day," Grandpa said.
"Yippee!" Ben exclaimed. "What kind of toy should I get?" Then Ben remembered it was Sunday. How could he explain to Grandpa about not shopping on Sunday? After breakfast, Ben said a prayer in his room. He asked Heavenly Father to help him explain to Grandpa about keeping the Sabbath day holy. After the prayer, Ben sat on his bed. Grandpa called to Ben,
"Just let me put on my shoes and we'll be off."
Ben took a deep breath and stood up. He found Grandpa tying his shoes. "Grandpa, thank you for taking me fishing and to the zoo, but I think today we should take a rest."
"What do you mean?" Grandpa asked. "I promised to take you shopping."
"I know, but do you think we could go another day?"
"Are you okay? Are you sick?"
"No, Grandpa," Ben said. "Today is Sunday. At my house, we don't go shopping on Sunday." Grandpa didn't say anything. "Can we stay home today?" Ben asked. "We can take a walk. We can read books."
Grandpa smiled at Ben. "Sure we can," he said. "It's your very own week, so you get to choose."
Ben gave Grandpa a big hug. "I knew this would be a great week," Ben said. Sidebar: Be a true Latter-day Saint. Keep the Sabbath day holy. President Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994. End of article. Ben's Week by Lana Crumwide.